Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. The first ever Michigan Playwrights Festival gets underway tonight in Ann Arbor. The purpose is to connect what organizers say is a surge in artistic activity in our state and to bolster the appeal of Michigan as a place for young playwrights. Most of the festival will be devoted to staged readings of new works by Michigan playwrights. There will be at least five of those. The event begins tonight with six 10-minute plays, also scheduled to be performed. It all takes place at Ann Arbor's Yellow Barn on West Huron. And joining me from Detroit with more on the inaugural Michigan Playwrights Festival is its director, Emilio Rodriguez. Mr. Rodriguez also serves as the literary manager of Theater Nova in Ann Arbor, which directs the festival. Welcome, Emilio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I take it you and others are seeing a busier, more stimulating theater scene taking shape here in Michigan, hence the festival. What kinds of things are happening?
Absolutely. There are so many new theaters that are up and coming. There's so much young talent. And I think what's the great thing about this festival is since we have the writers in the area, we can now give them a little bit more exposure to match all of the art that's already going on.
Is this being driven in Southeast Michigan? Is this really getting sparked by activity and young people considering Detroit and moving to Detroit?
I would say Detroit is a huge factor in that a lot of artists can't afford to live in San Francisco and New York anymore. And so I think Detroit is attracting a lot of young talent. And for that, I'm grateful to see how the art scene is changing.
When you first got the idea for this festival, you solicited scripts for these staged readings. Describe the response you got.
Yeah, so we put out a call for submissions, and we were kind of worried that we weren't going to get a lot of submissions. And so Carla and I were recruiting specific playwrights, but it ended up being a huge turnout of over 40 submissions in each category. And so we ended up having to do two festivals because there were just so many great scripts.
Well, the heart of the festival are these staged readings of newly written plays. Talk to us about this stage of a play's creation. Is this critical to the eventual success of a play? It's still kind of a work in progress at this phase, right?
Absolutely, and we've actually given the playwrights the opportunity to do rewrites throughout this process. So they met with their director and their cast and did an initial rehearsal, and then they had the opportunity to do some more rewrites. And then after today's or this week's staging, then hopefully they will find other areas that they want to improve before it ultimately goes up for a production for some of those playwrights who are lucky enough to have a production.
I know Kim Carney is a native of Lansing who now lives in Detroit, and she has been a playwright for a number of years. She commented in an article I read that when you have a staged reading, you know where the laughs work, you know if it's quiet in the right places and that kind of thing. It's a real practical kind of exercise in determining how a play should work and what belongs in there and maybe what doesn't belong in there.
Oh, absolutely. I think you get so much great feedback from the audience. I mean, people can tell you what they liked about the play, but when you have an audience who laughs at the parts that you were hoping were funny or doesn't laugh at the parts that you were hoping were funny, I think that's the best feedback that any playwright can have.
We're talking about the first ever Michigan Playwrights Festival, which launches tonight in Ann Arbor. Our guest is Emilio Rodriguez, the festival director. Is there a particular play or two that you can tell us about that will be staged here in the next few days?
Yes. Tonight, one of my favorite plays is by a young lady named Morgan Breon. And she has Portrait of a Wise Woman that's going up tonight. It's been performed several different venues, and it's had great response every time. And it's about a woman who's sitting at a bus stop reflecting on her whole life. And it's humorous, it's poignant, it's touching, it's smart. I think it's everything that a great script needs. And I'm really excited for people to see that tonight. And then closing the festival, I do have to promote my play a little bit.
Yeah, it turns out you are a playwright as well.
I am a playwright as well, so my play will be going up on the Sunday evening slot, which is at 4 p.m., and my play deals with LGBT homeless shelters and the epidemic and lack of funding and the problems that these children face. But it also has, it's not too depressing. It has a lot of humor and a lot of fun, and hopefully it'll be a script that people can enjoy.
We're talking about the first Michigan Playwrights Festival, which gets underway tonight in Ann Arbor at the Yellow Barn on West Huron. And you know already from the response that you've had to this first event, which hasn't even started yet officially, that there will be a second week to the festival next year?
Yeah, there were just so many great scripts, and now we have so many people interested in the festival, and it's still generating buzz even this week. People are discovering about it, so we're really excited to have the second week as well, and just to prove to anyone who had any doubts that there are a ton of great writers who live in the state of Michigan right now.
Theater Nova in Ann Arbor is part of this new activity, new artistic activity that's taking place in the state. And Theater Nova directs the festival. It's described as a playwright's theater. Talk to us about Theater Nova and what happens there.
Yeah, we say it's a playwright's theater because it's all world premieres or Michigan premieres. So we're bringing new plays that have not been seen in Michigan to a Michigan audience. And it's really about the quality of the writing. Although we are obviously are going to cast the best actors that we can find and the best directors that we can find, but we really want to showcase all of the risk-taking writing that's happening all throughout America, but hopefully more of a focus on Michigan now after this festival.
Your title for Theater Nova is Literary Manager. What does a literary manager do?
Yeah, literary manager's definition changes from theater to theater. Sometimes it's focused on picking scripts. Sometimes it's focused on recruiting new talent as far as writing goes. My role specifically is with the two festivals. I'm project manager of those, and so I'm recruiting playwrights, recruiting directors and actors, and sort of making sure that the festival runs smoothly and attending to all the needs of the playwrights so that they can be most happy with this festival.
The inaugural Michigan Playwrights Festival gets underway tonight in Ann Arbor, and it runs through Sunday. It all takes place at Ann Arbor's Yellow Barn on West Huron, and we've been talking with the festival director, Emilio Rodriguez, on the line from Detroit. Hope this year's event goes well, Emilio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.